the question is, why Caleb is not entering the league because he made the 100-year mark last time when he's here in Georgia Central? Like, and he has an incredible T20 performance. Like, why is he not your opener or the number of his mark?
See, I'm not the best person to say that because I'm not the captain, not a coach. But yes, that 100 was in 2016, 4-3 years back. So I think coach or captain would be the, you know, right person to answer that thing.
Hi, this is Yash from the International Cricket Network, ICA360. Both the teams with such great batting prowess, what was it in the wicket that it was such a low-scoring game today?
It was a bit sticky because it was under covers for the last 2 days. So ball wasn't really coming onto the bat. It was a bit difficult for batsmen, as you can see in the match. So yeah, I mean, it wasn't easy for batsmen.
Can you just come a bit closer?
Satish from American College Cricket. A lot of young players have performed exceptionally well for their respective IPL franchises. Making it to the national side is a big achievement and comes the pressure to perform. What is your message to all the youngsters and debutants?
See, the first message what management and captain gives is that you're going to get, you know, plenty of matches. You'll get, you know, everyone going to get chance to perform in the middle. It won't be like one or two matches and they're out of the team. So that gives them a security. And that's, you know, most important thing when you're a youngster and come into the team, you want security. And that's what they're getting.
How would you evaluate, I'm Peter Delpen with ESPN Cricket Info. How would you evaluate how Navdeep Saini bowled, especially coming into the team as a fresh face?
I think he bowled really well, as everyone's seen, and you know what's the most important thing, that he's proved himself as different stages, whether it's domestic cricket, IPL cricket or India. So you know, when he came into the team, he was pretty confident. Just before coming into the team, they played India in West Indies, so he did well there. So yes, of course, when you do well at international level, it gives you a lot of confidence. And but before coming here, he was literally confident.
Is there anything in particular that was unique that stood out about him from your vantage point?
I think, you know, he bowls really quick. So like I said, wicket wasn't you know, proper wicket. It was a bit slow. But if you look at his bowling, he's a quick bowler. He bowls around 145-50. So yes, if we're gonna see him bowling really quick, when we're gonna get, you know, good bowling wickets.
Could you describe if there was any difference, how much difference with a wicket when Weston's batted and when you guys batted?
I think it was. Got a bit better in the second inning when we were batting. In the morning, it was a bit more sticky than the second inning. So there was sun out in the second inning. It got a bit better. So I think that was the only reason.
Better for you guys.
Yeah, a little bit.
Once again, yes, from ICA360. You see a lot of youngsters being picked in this side for this tour. Can we consider this as the first step towards preparing the team for the upcoming T20 World Cup in Australia?
See, this thing, like I said to him, you know, I'm not the right person to say that thing, but of course, whenever a youngster get a chance, they, you know, they want to play, like, you know, they want to cement their place. That's the first thing they want to do. But still, you know, preparing for T20 or not, it's something, you know, I wouldn't say that.
I am Dr.
Nilesh
Mehta from Cricket 360. At a personal level, what adjustments do you make between a 20 format and an ODI where you have to bowl 4 overs here and 10 overs there? Do you make any mental adjustments or any bowling changes that you implement?
Not really mental adjustment, because T20 in one day is almost the same. Not same format, but of course you have to bowl, you know, death bowling in one day in T20 as well, and you have to bowl, you know, upfront in both the formats. But only thing is that T20 is a shorter format, so when you go to one day, it takes more load on your body. So this is something we always take care of.
Just the thing about to a couple years ago on your last visit here, you're one of only 6 players who was retained in the squad, and a lot of the senior bowlers in particular were not here, especially somebody like Jesper Klemmer. What was it like for you being out there and being a senior leader in the tech, especially leading somebody like Navdeep Saini, and I know he's expanded with Washington Center and some of the younger guys, and being a senior figure like yourself?
See, being a senior player, you always want to perform. So not even if you couldn't perform, you just want to, you know, contribute to the team. So that's the first thing I wanted to do, and luckily I did that. But you know, when youngsters play with you, like Navdeep Saini did well, Khalil is there, so you always want to talk to them. You always want to feel them comfortable. That's the first thing I want to do, or I just you know, did with them.
Last one.
You know, entering every time the Miraj is getting playing, so today also there's a smart game has to struggle a lot to play that. So
You're asking how we played.
Yeah, what are the plans to overcome in future?
On the batting.
See, I'm not a batsman first thing. So, of course, you know, being a bowler, what you expect from batsman is to go out there and score runs every time. But you know that doesn't happen. So yes, of course, you know, as a batting unit and as a, you know, batting coaches, they have some plans with the batsmen. So they're implementing it, and of course they're gonna do something with that in future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.